Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Yudalad in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting in Daf Yudgimel Beis in the two dots towards the bottom. The Mishnah said that there's two types of breads. One is called Mi'iso, and one is called Chalito. The Mi'iso, Beit Shammai said, is Potter from Chalo, and Beis Hillel says the Chayav from Chalo. And Chalito, Beit Shammai says, Chayav from Chalo, and Beis Hillel says Potter from Chalo. So the Gemara now explains what does it mean. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Aviv. Ezui Miiso. What is Miiso? Hanoisen Chamin Letoich Kamach. He puts hot water into flour. And what is Chalito? Kamach Letoich Chamin. He puts flour into hot water. Do we know in general we have a discussion in Shas if Tato Govar or Ilo Govar? What is stronger, the bottom or the top? The Gemara Yerushalmi holds Tato Govar. The bottom one is stronger. So if you have hot water in the bottom, it's going to cook better than putting hot water on top of flour. So says the Gemara, Isocho mikomsi, nich leto kol tzorko. If you put the flour into the water, then the what? Then it cooks better because the hot water is in the bottom. Still, b'chama michayvin, because we said that in the case of chalito, which is flour into hot water, b'chama I say they're chayv and chalo. Even though it's cooked better, it's really cooked with the hot water. So in the first case of Miiso, that there, the hot water went into the flour. So it didn't really cook it so well. Then you're going to tell the Bichama you're poiter from Nechal? It was cooked less well, and then afterwards it was going to be baked. You will tell the Bichama you're poiter from Nechal, and when it was cooked better than the Bichama you're mechayev Nechal? In other words, these two parts of the Mishnah don't make sense. So these two parts of the Mishnah argue with each other. And there's no difference with Chalito and Miiso. It doesn't make a difference if the flour goes into the water or the water goes into the flour. In both cases, Beit Shammai hold one way and Beis Hillel hold another way. And the Machlekes here in the Mishnah is, what do they hold? So the first Tana, the first Mandamer said that Beit Shammai are the ones who say they're putter. And Beit Hillel, the ones in Mechayev, in both cases. And the second Tana says the opposite. But it's two separate cases that are really considered to be one. Continues the Gemara in Daf Yudalam Mudav and says, If Eim Vishay Abiyuchan and Aldover Hazeh, Halach Tetzar Vishay Rubu LeKesrin. For this thing, I went to ask this question to Rishay Rubu and Kesrin. Farmer Lishnei Talmidim Shonoi, so he explained the Mishnah the same way. It's two different Mandomarim. It doesn't make sense of the friendship between Chalito and Meiso, but really Mechlekes, what did Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel hold in both cases? The Chachamim and Chachamim say, look at Divrei Zeh, look at Divrei Zeh. They disagree with both. Ela nafa besonor chayov, beifus v'gdeiro potter. If it went to the oven, it's chayim and chal. If it was done in a pot and pan, it's potter and chal. Ezu cholud bor, which is the chol, which is clearly a cooking that you're potter from chal. If you have the fire beneath the pot, so till now we talk about hot water into flour, or flour into hot water. But if you have the actual fire below, that's called cooking, which is potter min achal. Rabbi says no. Even if you have the fire beneath it, if eventually it's going to make it into dough and put it into the oven, it will be chayav min achal. And only if you leave it as cooked, you're not going to make it to a dough going into an oven. That's the only case you put in a challah. So the Vinchita here, what you put to when you chayav. Kemach koli shosoi botzek. If you have the dry kernels, that's the koli, the dry kernels, that he made it into a dough, chayav b'chal. It's going to be chayav and challah. Basically, shabichron v'hu shafayon, only if you put it into the oven. But if he eats it as dough, it's put in a challah. Rav Chaim says this is a special case by koli. Regular dough, person made a regular dough, and he did not put it into the oven. He's eating as dough, it's still chayav and chal. But here that it was koli, and he made it into dough, it's not going to be chayav and chal until he puts it into the oven. The Mishnah concluded and said, the chal is toidah v'kiki nozir also lats for potter. If you have breads that you're doing for korban toidah, or the breads are doing for a nozir, so then it's potter min achal. Why? Dechtiv reshis arisoy sechem v'loy shel hekdesh. That belongs to Hekdesh. You're going to use it for a carbon. Limkor b'shuk chayav. But if he's doing these breads and he's going to sell in the market, he is chayav and chal. Why? Lo yibetai to a dover toh. It doesn't depend on him. But that's the kuchoy of dover Torah. Depends on the buyers. Here, the gears of Reb Chaim is shema lo yimtza lekuchos v'nitbal miyat. Maybe he won't find buyers for these breads of toido and nozir, and then he's going to use it for himself, and it's chayav and chal. So therefore, originally, Rabbanan said chayav and chal because there's an option that maybe this will not be used for hegdish. Halacha is zok demishta. Nachtom shehoso seori lechalek chayav b'chal. Nachtom made big dough. It's going to be chometz, and he's going to divide it eventually. It's going to be chayav and chal. Even though it's going to be divided into small pieces, which each one is smaller than the size of challah, but now it's a big seed, big piece, yechayev. But, nashu shenostu lanachtum lasois lehem seor, but if a woman gave dough, they gave flour to the baker to make out of it a dough, and that dough will be split into pieces that each woman will take to herself, if each one of them is less than a shear, you potter min achala. Even though he's putting all the dough in one big piece, it's still part of a challah because it's clearly going to be divided into small pieces and each one will be less than a challah. And the Gemara is going to explain why the first case is different. Here's the Mishnah. It says, Isas Klovim, it's called the dough of dogs. The Gemara is going to explain what it is. If the shepherds ate from it, so it has the din of bread. And if it has the din of bread, therefore what? Chayev es b'challah. It's chayev b'challah. You can use it for Eruv, the Eruv of a Chotzer, and the Eruv of a Mavoi. And you do a Zimun together, three people together. You could bake it in Yantiv, because it's considered to be bread of a human being. And you can use for Pesach for Matzah. And if the shepherds don't eat from it, it's not considered to be bread. And if there's no chal. You don't make it an eruv, not for chutz, not for mavi. Don't do because some three people together. You can bake it on Yom Tov. And you can use it in Pesach for matzah. But in both cases, this bread will cause tumas oichlim, cause tuma of food, because Adam could eat it even though he won't eat it. And then we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara in Daf Yudal Amud Beis. This Gemara is a quote of a sugyo from Maseches Maaseres. And we're bringing it here because it's quoting a raya from our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Hamamriach kariyo shel chaver shel yividai toy. Someone who does the miruach akri. What is miruach akri? It's when you smooth a pile of grain and you finish the process of the harvest. That's called miruach akri. Someone did it for his friend. His friend did not, the owner did not do it. Someone else did it. Is it chayav and ma'aser or not? Rechon of Shimon Lokish, Rechon Omar Nitbal, became Tevel, it's chayav and ma'aser. Shimon Lokish, Omar Lo Nitbal, one cannot do it for his friend. Someone may see, if we're using the gears of Rab Chaim, may see from Shimon Lokish, Le Rabbi Yechonon. So Shlokish asks Rabbi Yechonon, you says it's Nitbal, Vatanino, look at our Mishnah. It says, and our Mishnah it says, if woman gave the baker their flour to do a dough, if none of their doughs has the shear of challah, p'tur min challah. What do you mean? But doesn't he connect all the doughs together? And if he's connecting it together, that should make it chayav challah. You see from here, the one can't do it on behalf of somebody else without his permission. This baker is connecting the doughs together for the woman. They never give him permission, and therefore, that's not considered to be chiyuv challah because it's not doing on al daisom. You see, if someone does it on behalf of somebody else, it does not work. Omer lei shani yidir, it's different. I mean, by us, it's different. This is the halacha by challah. Anytime you make a dough, which the plan is to divide it into small pieces, that's the intention of this dough. So it's never chayav and challah. Even if the owner of the dough owns the entire dough. I mean, it's not because he's doing it on their behalf. But because anything that's being done that is it's intended to be cut into small pieces, not chayav and challah. Omer Lehi says, 1 second, what about the beginning of our Mishnah? But we learned in our Mishnah that if the baker made a big dough and he's planning to divide it, it is chayav and challah. So you see, even though you're intending to divide it, it's still chayav and challah. Don't bring a question from the beginning of the Mishnah from the baker. But that's the kuchish dover tool. It doesn't depend on him. He wants to divide it. But it depends on the buyers. Will there be people that will come and buy the customers? Will they buy the bread? Will they buy the small pieces? Shema, here the gear says, Shema loyim to the kuchish, fuchish the voice, so iso. Maybe he will not find buyers, and then he will keep this one big bread. He's intending to cut into small pieces and to sell it. But that's only if he finds customers that want to buy it. He doesn't find customers, he'll leave it as one. So similar to what we said in the Gemara Le'el, in Amud Aleph, if it's something that is not dependent on the person who's doing it, he's not sure, he's going to be able to keep it as something which is not Chayav Chala, just you have the options Chayav Chala, you are Chayav Chala. But in the case of the woman, they gave it to him with the intention that he's going to come and split it into small pieces, and there's no option for it to be one large piece. Omer Leis, he brings a different raya. That Taninon, we learned. Choyer Nimolim. What's Choyer Nimolim? The person puts a pile of grain, and then in the morning he gets up, and he sees that the ants took pieces of the grain and put it into their holes. So if the Choyer Nimolim Shalon Bitzad Arimo, if the ants were sleeping, were next to a pile, then what? Then the pile is Chayav and Maisris. So then, the grain that the ants took is chayav and maisus. Why is chayav and maisus? Because you're assuming that the pieces that you find in the holes of the ants is coming from the pile that was already chayav and maisus. How betzadarim pturim mashba? If it comes from a pile which is not chayav and maisus, it's potur. So what's the question? The question is, why don't you say that the ants are creating your carry? As the mashmos of the Gemara soon, the Gemara understands that the ants are taking the small kernels from the pile, and that's considered to be miruach. They're basically smoothing it out. They're making their own pile in their holes, pile of tvuah of grain, which is ready to be taken. So why that is not considered to be miruach? Even though they're taking it from a pile which is not chayav and maaser, but now that they're putting it into the holes and they're cleaning it up, that should be chayav and maaser. You see that no one can be chayav and maaser except the owner. That's a different reason. The reason that you're potter in a maaser is because of yush. Because when the minute the owner knows that there's ants over here, he's misyayish from the grain that the ants are taking. And anything which is hefker is potter in a maaser. So you're right. Really, you should be have a chiyuv here of maaser because of the ants. But you don't have a chiyuv because it's hefker. Says more that tizvah mudalef, Shmuel bar Abba Omar, there's another answer. The ants did not take the kernels only. They took the entire tvuah, grain, with the straw. In other words, it's still dirty. It's not fully processed. So therefore, it's not chayav maaser, even though there's no hefker. Says more, meisiv. And here again, the gears of Chaim is meisiv Rabbi Yochanan l'mshir melakish. Now, it's the opposite question. Rabbi Yochanan is asking Rish Lakish, that according to Rish Lakish, one can do on behalf of somebody else. Patarin, we learn the Gdesha and Shaloy Nigmur of Gomer Magizbar. Someone who's Magdesh's grain gave it to Hegdish, and it was not finished, the process wasn't finished, but the Gizbar finished it. Fa'achakak podium, and then he went and redeemed it. Pturim. It's still potum in Amaisis. Why are we Gizbar Kacher without all Vashana Asosui? You hold that when someone else finishes the process, it's not considered to be that was finished. So here, when the Gizbar does it, so it's not considered to be that the Gizbar is doing anything. So someone who redeems it and he's doing it after he took away from the Gizbar, it should be Chayav and Meiser, because that considered to be that was done by the Gizbar. According to Rish Lakish, the one can do on behalf of somebody else without permission. The more understands, Gizbar doing for Hegdish is considered to be like someone doing without permission. Omer Leis, he answered him, Tipot Kavan Domar, Gizbar Kebailim. This goes like Mandama the Old, that the Gizbar, the one who's in charge on behalf of Hegdish, he's considered to be the owner. Who Gizbar Urachin? Now, like a basis that says that Gizbar is not considered to be the owner, he's considered to be a stranger, like Abba Hegdish, even though he is in charge. So Rish Lakish will say like this, really, when someone does on behalf of somebody else, it does not work. By Hegdish, the reason the Gizbar's Miruach works, and it's potter because it's done under the auspices of Hegdish, because Gizbar is considered to be the owner on behalf of Hegdish. With this, we conclude, Yoshua Michalo Dav Yudalit.